Let's read together Isaiah chapter 21. In this chapter, we have the Lord's pronouncement of judgment on Babylon, on Edom, and on Arabia. Let's begin by reading the first 10 verses. Isaiah chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. The burden against the wilderness of the sea. As whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it comes from the desert, from a terrible land. A distressing vision is declared to me. The treacherous dealer deals treacherously, and the plunderer plunders. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media. All its sighing I have made to cease. Therefore my loins are filled with pain. Pains have taken hold of me, like the pangs of a woman in labor. I was distressed when I heard it. I was dismayed when I saw it. My heart wavered. Fearfulness frightened me. The night for which I longed, he turned into fear for me. Prepare the table, set a watchman in the tower, eat and drink. Arise, you princes, anoint the shield. For thus has the Lord said to me, go set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. And he saw a chariot with a pair of horsemen, a chariot of donkeys and a chariot of camels. And he listened earnestly with great care. Then he cried, a lion, my Lord, I stand continually on the watchtower in the daytime. I have sat at my post every night. And look, here comes a chariot of men with a pair of horsemen. Then he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the carved images of her gods he has broken to the ground. Oh, my threshing and the grain of my floor, that which I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have declared to you. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Isaiah chapter 21, with some background notes. We've mentioned several times in our recent talks on Isaiah that chapters 13 through 23 of Isaiah form a subdivision of Isaiah containing prophecies against the foreign nations surrounding the kingdom of Judah. Here in chapter 21, we have prophecies of judgment against Babylon, Edom, and Arabia. Now, wait a minute, you say. Didn't we already have a pronouncement of judgment against Babylon back in chapters 13 and 14? Yes, we did. So it appears that we have a second series of oracles of judgment beginning here in chapter 21. In this second series of five prophecies of judgment from chapters 21 through 23, we have pronouncements of judgment on Babylon, Edom, and Arabia here in chapter 21. In chapter 22, we have a parenthetical judgment, as it were, pronounced on Jerusalem, which was obviously not a foreign nation. And then in chapter 23, we have a pronouncement of judgment on the city-state of Tyre. This second series of judgment oracles seems to be more intense and more negative than the first series. And that brings us to our doctrinal points for this chapter, Isaiah chapter 21. Doctrinal point number one, the Lord pronounced judgment against Babylon. The Lord pronounced judgment against Babylon. In verse 1, Babylon is referred to as the wilderness of the sea. This probably is in reference to the broad flat plain in the Mesopotamian Valley at the Delta area where the Tigris and Euphrates enter the Persian Gulf. The Babylonian Empire certainly controlled and occupied this area. What about the winds of verse 1? As whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it comes from the desert, from a terrible land. Just as the hot desert winds sweep over this area, and any U.S. soldier who's been in Iraq will agree, so God would bring devastating forces against Babylon. Assyria, of course, as well as Elam and Media, would go up against Babylon and cause her to groan, as we see there in verse 2. In verses 3 and 4, we see that Isaiah did not glory in the horrors of war, even though it was Babylon, the enemy of God's people, that was being judged. This is a good lesson for us, isn't it? We praise the Lord when he judges sin, because the righteousness of God is being vindicated and the consequences of sin are being realized in line with biblical truth. But we don't glory in seeing people suffer, and we don't enjoy seeing the horrors of judgment. Most likely, verses 5 through 9 predict the invasion of Babylon by the Medes and the Persians in 539 BC, which is described in detail in Daniel chapter 5. I'm reading Daniel chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Belshazzar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine in the presence of 1,000. While he tasted the wine, Belshazzar gave the command to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple, which had been in Jerusalem, that the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. Then they brought the gold vessels that had been taken from the temple of the house of God, which had been in Jerusalem, and the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. Daniel chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Now notice how verse 5 here in Isaiah chapter 21 predicts this occasion of desecration. Verse 5, Isaiah chapter 21. Prepare the table, set a watchman in the tower, eat and drink. But then comes the sudden alarm that Babylon is being attacked and needs to be defended. Arise, you princes, anoint the shield, that is, oil the war shields for battle, so that opposing weapons will only strike a glancing blow. But it's too late. We know the details from Daniel chapter 5. The handwriting on the wall appeared, and Babylon fell on that very night, as Daniel predicted. Again, I'm reading from Daniel chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans or Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Daniel chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. In verses 6 and 7 of this prophetic oracle in Isaiah chapter 21 against Babylon, Isaiah is to station a lookout and watch for cavalry coming with riders in pairs along with a supply train of donkeys and camels. This is exactly how the Persian army marched. In verses 8 and 9, the sentry reported that the predicted army was coming, and they had announced that Babylon was fallen, and her idols could not help her because they were broken and shattered. This would be good news for Judah, God's threshed and disciplined people, verse 10. This prophecy would warn Judah about making treaties with the up-and-coming Babylonian Empire, which was on the horizon in Isaiah's day. Certainly, this prophecy looks on to the complete fulfillment in the last days, where we read of end-time Babylon in both Revelation chapter 14 and Revelation chapter 18. Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, Revelation 14 verse 8 and Revelation 18 verse 2. The Lord pronounced judgment against Babylon. Doctrinal point number 2. The Lord pronounced judgment against Edom. The Lord pronounced judgment against Edom. Verses 11 and 12. Isaiah chapter 21, verses 11 and 12. The burden against Duma or Edom. He calls to me out of Seir, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning comes and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire. Return, come back. Duma here in verse 11, we know refers to Edom because of the mention of Seir, which was the land of Edom. In Genesis chapter 32 and verse 3, we read, then Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. Genesis 32 verse 3. Now it looks like Duma is used here for Edom in the Hebrew text because it's a word play. In this prophetic oracle, Duma means silence, and the watchman in the prophecy is silent about Edom's ultimate fate. When the watchman is asked, how far is the night? That is, how long until morning? The answer is, morning comes, but also the night. This either means that morning was coming for Israel, that is, from the Assyrian oppression, and night was coming for Edom. or that Edom would experience a short time of mourning from the Assyrian oppression, and then a further night of judgment would come. At the end of verse 12, we read, "If you will inquire, inquire, return, come back." Return here could be in the sense of repent and return. If so, the point is obvious. Edom, if you want to know the mind of God about your future, repent and turn to the Lord. And the same would be true for anyone today who wants to know about the future. Repent and turn to the Lord. This pronouncement of judgment on Edom would certainly be a warning to Judah about making any future alliances with Edom. The Lord pronounced judgment against Edom. And doctrinal point number 3, the Lord pronounced judgment against Arabia. The Lord pronounced judgment against Arabia. Verses 13 through 17. Isaiah chapter 21, beginning now at verse 13. "The burden against Arabia. In the forest in Arabia you will lodge, O you traveling companies of Dedanites, O inhabitants of the land of Temah. Bring water to him who is thirsty. With their bread they met him who fled. For they fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the distress of war. For thus the Lord has said to me, within a year, according to the year of a hired man, all the glory of Kedar will fail, and the remainder of the number of archers, the mighty men of the people of Kedar, will be diminished. For the Lord God of Israel has spoken it." The territory of Arabia was southeast of Edom, and they too were facing the threat of attack from Assyria. In fact, within a year, as a hired man counts the time that he works, that is exactly, Arabia and her army of tribesmen would be decimated. Verses 16 and 17. "Then the Arabian caravans," verse 13, "and the fugitives," verse 14, "and those who escaped the sword," verse 15, "would be looking for food and water and safety and a place to hide." So Judah, don't put any of your hopes in Arabia. It's futile. The Lord pronounced judgment against Arabia. Now what about practical application from Isaiah chapter 21? Watch for coming events. Watch for coming events. In verse 6, the lookout was to report what he saw. That is, specifically in light of what was being prophesied. Verse 6 once again, "Go, set a watchman, let him declare what he sees." We should do the same. The Lord did not include these prophecies of coming events in his word only for the prophecy scholars in the church. It's for all of us. In Mark chapter 13 and verse 33, in view of coming events, the Lord said, "Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is." You know, we are living in a day which may indeed be the threshold of the end times. Keep your eye on the news as it relates to biblical prophecy. Watch for coming events.